1269.
Welcome to the SDF conferencing system. You are the only party in this conference.
From the depths of Lake Michigan, remote viewing from Chicago's northwest side, this is Vintage Cop with Jazz Maz. Exclusively on Anon Radio. Now, here's Jazz.
One other party is in this conference.
Hello, this is Jazz Maz, and this is not Vintage Cop. Although I'm always weird, I'm strange, I think, is this on the incorrect date, or day of the week, I should say? Not that it matters, it's not that we're actively engaged in the open comp show at the moment, but this is Anon Radio, and this is Open VOIP, and this is, once again, Jazz Maz. And, just a reminder, Open VOIP can be heard every night from 0200 to 0300 hours UTC. There's also an additional block of time, I believe that is Monday through Saturday at, is it 1700 hours to 1800 hours UTC? I forget. No, it's 18 to 1900, I think. No. I have to look now. $1,800 to $1,900 UTC, Monday through Saturday. For greater convenience for those that might be on the European countries. This is Open VOIP every night, 0200 to 0300 hours UTC. Anyone can call, anyone can talk. The number you can dial from your regular phone service is 929-299-1269, or you can simply dial extension 1088 from your VoiceOver IP account. More information about the VoiceOver IP system at SDF can be found in the tutorial section at sdf.org. I think Let's Die Out Together, DJ Harvey, Alita, I think that was a repeat. But I could be wrong. I guess look in the archive and see if it archived today.
Open. Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
It's interesting. It looks like the Open VoIP is archiving again. I know when it took its hiatus for a while, was not for a while archiving after that, but apparently it is now. But I don't see a current Let's Die Out Together show, so I assume that was a repeat. Yeah, I guess that's also a possibility that it may not be, maybe on the schedule, and it may be in the metadata, but it may not be archiving yet. I don't know if I've got, if I can do recent. It is showing a 2017 date, it looks like. November 30th, 2017, 12:30 UTC. So, yeah, I'm guessing that is a pretty good indicator that that was a repeat show. Of course, what would Open VoIP be without the sound of a siren going by Jazz Mattis's apartment? And we're getting into the weather in a few days that we'll probably hear the sound of Jazz Mattis's noisy air conditioner. If I get off my butt and put it in. Oh, well, I guess I'm going to mute for a while unless someone happens to call in, and if they do, I'll pick up and say hello. So, once again, 929-299-1269 or extension 1088.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Once again, this is Jazz Maz on SDF Open VOIP on AnonRadio.net. The number to call is 929-299-1269 or extension 1088 from your SDF VoiceOver IP account. So I'm just glancing at comms. Seems to be a slow night at this point. I guess our regularly scheduled programming has ended, and now it's just Open VOIP right now, and then Open Mic will be next, and then I think we got a small gap, and then programming will resume. I guess I could actually hit the command in COM, which will dump the schedule. At 0600 hours UTC, movement for thought. I think we have Dubious Goals Committee at 7:30 UTC, which is Dubious Goals Committee on the flip side. It's sort of a rebroadcast of Tobe's prolific show. SMJ just chimed in COM that Elita is working on her new show and wants the archives running until she does live with her goes live with her new setup. Yeah, makes sense. I'm sure people are looking forward to it. Well, I guess I will mute again for a little while, and then maybe perhaps I'll check in a little later. And once again, if someone happens to call in, I will pick up and say, hey. Once again, the number is 929-299-1269, or extension 1088 from your VoiceOver IP account. As the saying goes, callers from west of the Rockies may call 929-299-1269, or east of the Rockies can call, or no, it's the other way around, right? West of the Rockies is 206-299-1269. 2120, extension.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
And east of the Rockies is 929-299-1269. Oh, well, I guess I will mute for a little while, and then I'll check back in, probably just before the end. Hello, Robert 588 and Com. How are you tonight?
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Hello, other party.
This is Hello, Robert. Robert 588 here.
Oh, hey, Robert 588. Huh. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm good, Jasmine. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain.
Sounding a little quiet tonight.
Yeah, it is a little quiet tonight.
I guess everyone got worn out over the holiday weekend, perhaps.
Perhaps. Too much revelry.
Yeah, I'm a bit worn out. I figured I'd call in at least for a minute.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Anything new and exciting with you?
Oh, been busy outside with nice weather days for work and for play. Been doing lots of bicycle riding and also lots of bicycle maintenance, forced bicycle maintenance.
Oh, no. I know I need to do mine sometime soon.
Yeah.
I have no functioning bikes at the moment. I need to get some parts and put things back together.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on, but I grab a few parts and realize I need more parts.
No, I've got a lot of scrap bikes and bike parts sitting in the basement, so I can probably, for the most part, get at least one bike up and running with what I have.
It seems like a lot of computer people are also bike people for some reason.
It could be.
But
for me, it was just sort of a... an eventual switch, not because I'm a bike Nazi or anything like that. It just became more to the point where it was more convenient within a more convenient form of transportation in fair weather in the city.
Yeah, it's my favorite way to get around the city. It's just pleasant and it's free and it's exercise. Mm-hmm.
That was also the added bonus, is it's the one form of exercise that I do enjoy doing.
Yeah. We've got a lot of hills in my city, so you don't always get to just go for a casual ride. You always got to do a little bit of hill climbing.
Yeah, here it's pretty flat.
Yeah. Yeah, when I lived in New York City, the only hills were the bridges. But I have to go downhill to get downtown and then uphill to get home.
Yeah.
So. Downtown's flat, but just getting there, there's hills.
Sure.
But yeah, actually, a friend of mine found an old ThinkPad, mid-90s ThinkPad at the thrift store, and he was like, hey, does anyone want this? So he picked it up for me, and I was like, oh, well, I'll bike over to your house and get it. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, he lives all the way on the other side of town, and I got there to pick it up, and he's like, so where do you live that you're close enough to bike? And I'm like, oh, I'm on the other side of town, not close. And he's like, no, that's not close at all.
So I just enjoy cycling, and if the weather's nice and I have the time, it's fantastic.
He lives on the top of a big hill too, but there's gradual hills that you can take instead of the one steep steep hill. So yeah, that's what I do. That's what I opted for.
299-1269.
But yeah, I was doing some trail riding. I've got a gravel bike, and you know, I've had it since 2010. It's got a lot of miles on it, and you know, I've taken care of it pretty well. But you know, the last couple of years, I haven't done too much maintenance to it, and I got a stick kicked up into my rear derailleur and just destroyed it.
Yeah, stuff like that is never fun. I remember I had a spoke pop on mine, and it pulled the derailleur into.
Yeah.
It basically wrapped around the derailleur and pulled it into the wheel assembly, and that was that.
Yep, yeah, that's what happened to me, except my derailleur hanger broke.
Yeah,
and yep, and then the derailleur went into the spokes, and it bent the derailleur cage. Just, it was not, you know, I guess theoretically you could try to bend it back, but it would just never shift right again.
Yeah.
So it did, I got that and a new chain and, you know, a new derailleur, new hanger and new cable and all that. I got it all hooked up, and then I'm trying to get the rear derailleur dialed in, which, you know, that takes a little effort.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, I'm not great at it, but the more I practice, you know, the more I do it, the better I'll get at it. And I could not get it dialed in. And then I realized on my front chainring sprocket, I was missing 3 out of the 5 bolts that hold the chainring onto the crank. So yeah, it's not going to shift right like that. And so I got the bolts, and then I'm like, all right, well, my 2 bigger rings work, but the little ring keeps getting stuck. Oh, that's because it's bent really bad. So I'm getting there. I'm closer to having my fully functional bike. But, you know, I have a handful of bikes, so it's not a big deal, but it's just my favorite bike to ride.
Yep.
It's the most versatile bike I have.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah. But yeah, gravel bikes are fun because they're a go anywhere bike, which is why I ride it the most. But yeah, so I've been doing a lot of outdoor activities lately, which has been nice.
Yeah, I haven't gotten out much yet. Hope to change that soon. Now that the weather is going to be warm.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to get
kind of hot by Friday, but we'll see how that goes.
Well, 2 weekends ago, you know, it was in the 90s, I got all my air conditioners installed, and then, you know, a few days ago, it was literally 50 degrees colder.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like 45 degrees.
Swing as well. I didn't put my AC in, though, because I'm like, it's not going to be quite warm enough for long enough for me to really require it.
Right.
Then,
yeah.
And then I could see far enough in the prediction that it was going to probably cool off.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to cool off that much, but it did.
Yeah, no, it got much colder than I thought it was going to. But, yeah, I put the air conditioners in at my mom's house, too. And then she didn't want to turn her heat on and waste the heat because the air conditioners were in the window. But
yeah.
She was cold. And I'm like, Mom, it's worth spending an extra couple of dollars to turn the heat on. I know some of it's going to go out the window, but you should be comfortable in your house.
Yeah. I know. I had that moment Saturday night. I wasn't feeling great. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
In the apartment, it's like, you know what, I'm just going to go to bed early, I'm going to turn the heat back on, and call it a night.
Well, my wife's from the South, she won't tolerate any kind of the house being cold at all, so, yeah, our heat was back on immediately as soon as the temperature started going back down. But I don't let her put it up quite as high as she likes to. Too hot for me. But, yep. Yeah, I'm using some modern hardware now. a friend of mine works at Walmart, and he's like, wow, we're liquidating like all of our floor models, and they're all under $100 for laptops. Open VoIP. Yeah, so I picked up a Stream for $30. It's brand new.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, it's got like Chromebook type specs. Just got a 32 gig eMMC.
Sure.
Which is a little small for Windows, which is what it came with.
Right. Well, I mean, that's like the one I'm using, although mine's probably a little older than that.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's basically spec'd for early 10.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's basically got a quad-core Atom on it and 2 gigs of RAM and 32 gig eMMC on board.
Yeah.
It's basically a Raspberry Pi with a keyboard and display. Atom CPU rather than ARM, though.
Right, this actually has Intel Celeron dual-core in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And 4 gigs of RAM.
Well, that'll be a little better.
Yeah, but I actually just...
Core.
Yeah, I just put... I put Linux Mint XFCE on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot more space on the storage now.
Mm-hmm.
But it also runs quite a bit snappier. Windows actually ran okay on it, but I like this a little better.
Yeah, I'm just running Debian Mate on mine at the moment.
Oh, nice.
Debian 10 with the Mate desktop. Works well enough.
I was going to try putting, Raspberry Pi has Raspberry Pi OS desktop now.
Okay.
So you can use it on, you know, Mac or PC, you know, Intel-based stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to put it on here because I just thought that would be kind of interesting to try, but I couldn't get it to boot to the installation. It just kept going to grub, and didn't want to get past that.
the weird thing is, since it's Atom-based, it wants to EFI boot in 32-bit mode.
Yeah.
Kind of fun. It'll run in 64-bit mode. You know, Grub can easily, you know, switch it into 64-bit mode and launch a 64-bit kernel, but
yeah,
the EFI stubs have to be 32, you know, for 32-bit.
Right, yeah, I had to go in and enable legacy boot mode and...
Yeah, I don't have that option.
I actually picked up another laptop for my wife. It's a Dell it's got a i3 and it's got a 120 SSD in it. That was only $70. Well, that's not too bad. But I tried that, you know, change it into legacy mode, and I'm going through the BIOS and it's like, no, this does not have legacy boot mode.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't need to look for it anymore.
Yeah, usually the low-cost models don't anymore.
Well, what I wanted to do, actually, was just boot to USB and then do an image of the M.2 SSD, but it won't mount it.
Huh.
I can actually get it to boot into... you know, a live Linux USB, it'll boot into it fine, but it just won't mount the SSD for some reason, and I'm not quite sure what else to try.
Yeah, I have the, I can boot, for mine, I can boot from USB, but I can't boot from the external, micro SD slot on the thing.
This does have an SD slot too, but I don't know if I can boot to that or not. I haven't tried yet.
And like some models I've seen are fine with that. Like I have a friend that has, you know, once again, one of these cost reduced Windows 10 type devices. I think his is an Acer model. And his will actually boot off of his SD card slot. Mine won't, but mine's in Lenovo IdeaPad.
Oh, nice. I almost got one of those.
Yeah.
That was also $30. But somebody beat me to it.
Yeah, well, you're probably better off because it's got all sorts of weird. They've got all sorts of weird stuff on there. Since they're Atom based and they're basically a single board computer,
right?
Small form factor single board computer. The Wi-Fi module in it is not really a module, and and it's SDIO interface.
Mm.
So it's basically using the secure digital, you know, basically the same bus that that is being used for the micro SD card to basically communicate with the Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's interesting. Huh. Does that affect the Wi-Fi performance? Is it a little slower?
Yeah, I think it is perhaps a little slower. I'm not sure if it's because of the SD input-output, because, I mean, it probably has fast four-wire internal capability, so it's probably not as slow as it could be.
Right.
But I don't know if it's just the Linux kernel and firmware, because I think it's supposed to be able to handle wireless N, but yeah. I get that kind of performance. I think I get more like G performance.
Yeah.
Out of it. But, yeah. You know, at least I have it working. For a while, you know, it was hard to come by a kernel that worked properly.
Yeah.
that I was compiling, not quite developmental kernels, but, you know, things that, you know, versions of the Linux kernel that were not part of, you know, the Debian distribution to get that stuff to work.
Right.
And then, of course, it had the other annoyance that the audio system requires firmware load to work as well. Mm. So it's got all sorts of weird shit that has to have firmware loaded into it to make it workable in any way, including the keyboard and mouse, because it's GPIO-driven. It doesn't actually have... You know, it's not actually USB, and it's not it doesn't have like a a Southbridge chipset that pretends that it's PS2 interface like some
do. I guess I lucked out with this HP Stream because it's Intel based and it's with Linux Mint. Like everything just worked right out of the box. The only thing that doesn't work is the extra, touch gestures on the mouse. But, the mouse works. Just the scrolling and stuff is a little different than it worked on Windows. But this does have a 2x2 AC Wi-Fi antenna in it also. So it's
nice.
Pretty snappy. But no, I think that's if anyone's ever looking for a cheap laptop, I'm going to tell them go check your local Walmarts and ask them if they have any floor models on sale. Because, they didn't even have these out on display. They were still sitting in the cabinet. But, just happened that, someone I know worked there. And was
we're getting ready to liquidate this stuff.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Like, some of that stuff is going crazy cheap. I guess they've got an all-in-one desktop computer that's going to be $10 when they put it out for sale.
Huh.
I'm like, how are they coming up with these prices? That's weird. But
probably because they didn't actually buy any of it. It's probably all on consignment from the manufacturer, and the manufacturer says, we don't want them back. We're just going to write it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that works out if someone's looking for a real something cheap that works. But yeah, I got that mid-90s ThinkPad, and it boots, but the screen is real unhappy. And
Get on the mic.
Get on the mic. Yo check it.
Get on that mic. You are the DJ.
I hear that sort of hit or miss.
Non-radio. Powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.